Ubit adds direct XLM to bank payouts. No swap required. Ubit has turned on direct payouts from Stellar XLM to bank accounts, letting users move the asset off-chain without a manual swap into a stablecoin or fiat first. The feature is live now for eligible users, according to the company's announcement on X. The post describes sending Stellar.native directly to a bank account in seconds, with no swaps and no waiting. For a company known mainly for its tap-to-pay card, this is a move in a different direction, an off-ramp built into the same app, rather than another way to spend at the checkout. A shortcut around the swap step. The claim worth focusing on is the removal of the intermediate swap. On most consumer apps, turning XLM into money in a bank account means selling it for fiat or a stablecoin, then triggering a withdrawal. Ubit is collapsing that into a single payout action, handling the conversion behind the scenes. That matters for two reasons. It cuts the number of taps and the waiting between them, and it removes one point where a user can pick the wrong pair or eat a bad rate mid-swap. The trade-off is visibility. When the conversion happens inside a single button, the exchange spread applied to XLM is not something the user sets. Ubit's post did not publish a rate or a fee for the payout, so the real cost of the shortcut is not yet clear from the announcement alone. Beyond the card, Ubit's core product is a crypto payment card that pulls from a self-custodied balance at the point of sale. Payouts to a bank account solve a different problem: getting value out of crypto and into the traditional banking system without routing through an exchange. Stablecoin rails have been the usual path for that kind of cash out, and the direct XLM route is a narrower alternative aimed at people who already hold Stellar. Readers weighing where a stablecoin balance fits versus holding XLM should note that XLM carries price risk the moment it sits in the wallet, whereas a dollar peg token does not. A payout feature does not change that. It only changes how quickly you can act on it. Open questions for users. The announcement left the practical details thin. Ubit did not name which countries or banking networks support the payout, what the payout limits are, or whether the same conversion spread that applies elsewhere in the app carries over here. Eligibility was described only as eligible users, which usually points to a phased rollout by region. Anyone planning to rely on this should confirm three things inside the app before treating it as a cash-out method: that their country is supported, that their bank accepts the transfer, and what the effective rate is on a small test payout before moving a larger amount. Stellar settles fast and cheaply on-chain, but the bank leg and the internal conversion are where time and cost actually accrue.